The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
What's up, baby?
Here I am again.
Yeah. No, I believe we used to do this 5 days a week.
Yep. Because you only lived 3 minutes.
Welcome to the Curry and Claypo Show here on the Tony Curry Radio and, of course, on my Tony Curry page. A lot of people would say, then, why aren't you on the Tony Curry Radio page on Facebook? I got more followers on Tony Curry because I've been on Facebook a lot longer.
So follow the other damn page.
Yeah, go to Tony Curry Radio. You can follow that too. But we link things up. But right now, my phone's not doing too good, so I'm having a hard time doing this.
That's fun. Yeah.
This morning, we got a lot going on. First of all, before I forget, I want to mention that Martin Sexton tonight is going to be playing a show live at WorkPlay. Tommy Williams sent out a mass text last night. I love when someone sends a text like to 19 people. Because whenever one person responds, it shows up as 19 text responses.
He sent a text.
Yeah. So I had like 500 text messages last night. I'm like, what? And it was because people were like, thanks, Tommy. Appreciate it. Yeah. We'll be here, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. So I just went ahead and texted him directly. I said, I will certainly promote because they're one of our great sponsors here on Tony Curry Radio. Sam Rushing, good morning to you. And doors open at 7 o'clock. Show starts around between 8 and 9 o'clock. Bar will be open. Check out WorkPlay tonight. Nice. Tickets are only $30. They have a flat fee for tickets. $30 is a bargain to see Martin Sexton later on tonight at WorkPlay. A great place, one of our great sponsors, and Tommy and Courtney and Grace and the entire family have just been huge proponents of Tony Curry Radio, and we love them, so we'll help them any way we can. Martin Sexton later on tonight at WorkPlay. Get your tickets. Should be a great show tonight. It's going to be awesome. We're going to talk about, have you seen this Tiger Woods story?
I saw the headline. I didn't.
You know... So
is it harassment? No.
So long story short, he's been dating this girl who I didn't even know he was dating a gal. I wasn't aware of it.
But you went to the New York Post where you can find everything you need.
You really can. Her name's Erica Herman. Evidently, they've been dating for like 6 years.
Okay.
Which I was not aware of.
I didn't know.
I'll read you the specifics when we get into the story. We'll do it in our second segment. They had an NDA, obviously. He basically told her he wanted to break up with her, and he's saying that she had already moved out of his compound down in Florida. She's saying she did not. So he throws out this, hey, let's go on a quick vacation, gets her to pack her bags, buys an airline ticket in a hotel room. She has the airport. There's nobody there. He locks her out of his house. How many guys have done that to a crazy, crazy ass girlfriend? Yeah, we're going to go on vacation. Pack your bags. As she leaves, he locks her out. When she comes back, all the locks are changed. And long story short, she's saying they had an 11-year commitment. So there's still 5 years left on this commitment.
Is it a contract?
They had an 11-year contract.
Okay.
That she could stay in his compound for 11 years. It seems a little Phil Collins-ish to me. Remember the Phil Collins thing with the girl?
Independent and of so the she's relationship
like,
status.
She's like, she's still, so he still owes me 5 years at his compound at his place, and she's equating that to roughly $30 million. So now she's suing him for $30 million. There's a trust, a Tiger Woods trust, that was set up evidently in place of a lot of things that would... procure him from being sued directly. Sue the Tiger Woods Trust.
That's right.
And so she's going after the trust, and now because of the non-disclosure agreement, she's going after him. They're saying you can't do that, and then they're getting into Florida law, blah, blah, blah. It's a mess, but I've got a little different take on this. We'll talk about that as well. We'll talk about darkness retreats. We're going to talk about that today on Fox 6 at 9:35. We're coming out of COVID. Isolation's horrible. We're not talking to each other. We're texting. We did a whole thing on Valentine's Day about the handwritten letter and how important it is, and FaceTime is super important. And now people are waiting in line to go sit in a tent or a cave in Oregon for 4 to 6 to 7 days, sometimes months.
Yeah.
With 5 minutes, so people go up there and they'll either meet with you for 10 seconds or 10 minutes, depending on how you feel or what you're doing.
Yep.
They give you food and they leave.
Yep.
No electronics.
Nothing.
Nothing. You're in the dark. And a lot of people are saying, what the hell is the difference between this and solitary confinement? Very easy.
The dark thing's a little, we'll talk about it. I get the whole solitary part. I mean, I get the
it's called meditation.
Yeah, but the dark part is, excuse me, that's a little weird for multiple days.
Aaron Rodgers just did it, and it appears that by being cooped up for 4 days in Oregon,
he's ready to go to New York.
At Sky Cave Retreats, he wants to go to the Jets. Maybe he needs to go back. So we'll talk about that. Do you know who Joe Franklin is?
I know the name now. You have
talk show guy?
Oh, no, I don't know.
Today's Joe Franklin Day. I have no clue.
Joe Franklin Day?
Yeah, it's Joe Franklin Day. I have no clue.
Did you look him
up? And I'm a radio guy. I'm a TV guy. I have no clue who this Joe Franklin is, and I did some digging on him, and I'm going to tell you about Joe Franklin.
He is an American radio host.
He is credited with starting the talk show.
Wow.
The TV talk show.
He's dead.
And we might as well talk about it, yeah. So he has had Charlie Chaplin, Al Pacino, Bette Midler, Barbra Streisand, Michael Jackson, Garth Brooks, Woody Allen, Abby Hoffman, Jack LaLanne, Muhammad Ali, Fred Astaire, John Wayne, William F. Buckley, Jane Mansfield, Judy Garland, Marilyn Monroe, the Beastie Boys, Cary Grant, Sam Levine, Lena Horne, Tony Bennett, Salvador Dali, Jimmy Durante, Madonna, John Lennon, Yoko Ono, Bing Crosby, Jerry Lewis, Roger Williams, the Belmonts, Elvis Presley, five different presidents. He's had all these people on his show, and I don't know who the hell this guy is.
I just looked in Guinness Book World Records for the longest running continuous on-air TV talk show.
He's got 21,000 shows. Bette Midler was his in-house singer for a time, with Barry Manilow as her accompanist.
What are we missing?
Who is this guy? Now, a lot of people are saying that they don't have evidence of all these guests because still pictures taken on the set do not exist for several of the people listed, which is a little weird.
Yes.
And there's little video from before the 1970s. Andy Kaufman, Liza Minnelli, Julia Roberts, Bruce Springsteen, Robin Williams, John Belushi, Richard Pryor, Frank Sinatra, Billy Crystal. He's had them all. And Billy Crystal impersonated Franklin on Saturday Night Live. Do you remember the Billy Crystal bit where he's sitting in the bar and doing the thing?
Yeah.
That he was impersonating Joe Franklin. I have no clue.
Which one? Not you.
Billy Crystal
marvelous.
Was impersonating.
You look marvelous?
He impersonated Franklin on Saturday Night Live. Okay. Maybe that is guy. And he's out of New York. He had a comedy club that closed in 2003 on West 50th Street. I've never heard of the guy. 21,000 shows. It makes me want to pull up stuff and check them out. Anyway, today is Joe Franklin Day.
He's Jewish.
His
name was changed. Yeah. Like Barry Manilow. Like every Jew with a... His last name was not even that hard. It was...
You had a problem with the people that change their names?
Fortgain.
Yeah.
That's not terrible.
I couldn't do it.
I mean, no. But like a lot of times people change... They all change their name because it's harder to pronounce.
Yeah, Franklin's much easier.
Yeah, but Fortain.
Do you have a problem with people that change their names? Well, first of all, why are you changing your name? Is it easier to pronounce? We do that in radio all the time.
Yeah.
I was Tony James for a while.
They're not
going to know how to pronounce Curry.
Well, our good friend Rob Conrad.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, his last name is very...
You always took your first name, used it as your last name, and then you picked, you know, that's why you got Michael Anthony or, you know.
So I'd be like Chris Josh?
Yeah, something like that. Take your middle name. We were told
Chris Charles. My middle name is Charles. That would work.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Was like the first thing you did in radios. We're going to give you a radio name. And I'm like,
yeah,
why
can't
I use my name? And it was cool because you wanted to have, like, you know, this alter ego radio.
Well, yeah. Well, you know, it's really cool for those of us not in radio.
What's that?
So I'm like thinking about Shannon Stevens locally.
Mm-hmm.
Janine Jersey locally. Yeah. And I remember the first time on each of them, like, I found out, your name's not really Shannon Stevens? She's like, no, it's not.
Yeah.
And I remember, no, I didn't know that. I was like, that's weird.
Yeah.
That's super weird.
And then it got to the point where it was cool just to have your original name because of your original name. And you wanted something that sounded a little different.
Is Scott Register Scott Register?
That's a great question. Scott, are you watching this morning?
Wait, now you're... Is Jim Dunaway Jim Dunaway?
Jim Dunaway, I think, is...
He is Jim Dunaway. I know his wife.
Yeah.
Okay.
Lance Taylor is Lance Taylor.
Can we ask...
Brown is Ryan Brown.
Sorry, can we ask our Fox friends?
Oh, yeah.
Let's ask them today.
Janice Rogers sounds like something that could be made up, but I think Janice Rogers. TV people don't change their names.
Okay. So Dubs.
Now,
Dubs.
If you're a radio person, then you get into TV, you keep the same radio name you had before. But yeah, for the most part, and we always thought it was kind of cool. And then I was like, why are we changing? Dude, if you listen to NPR, on the way over here.
Oh.
You know they don't change their damn names. I swear, there's like Disney movies. They make up shit to make their names sound like stuff you can't pronounce, and they say it really slow. I'm like.
Frank Brancaccio.
Oh my gosh.
Giles, whatever. But NPR has got, they have the best names.
Yeah. Today is also Get Over It Day. Today started about 30 years ago.
Get over
we it. All have issues in our life. And it's just a matter of, this is the day where if you need a day to finally say, you know what, I can't get over this relationship. I can't get over this argument. Today's the day where maybe it just pushes you over the top. Because we know that people who are forgiving are much happier in life and live longer. If you hold resentments will eat you from the
inside.
Easier
said than done. Easier said than done.
Much easier said than done.
That's why people like me have jobs.
And that's exactly. And that's why people go to therapists, right?
That and priests.
There's no doubt. We got that going on. Robin Trower today turned 78. Bridges of Sigh, played with Procol Harum.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
His birthday today. Jeffrey Osborne. On the wings of love. Also played in a band called LTD. It's a great band. Played the drums for them. He turned 75 today, and today would have been Coach Mike Leach's 62nd birthday.
Jeez.
I still can't believe he's dead. In Mike Leach fashion, I'd almost figure he's going to come back to life. Yeah. If he was just gone missing or something, I'd still say he's around.
Oh,
he'd be on a boat somewhere. Yeah, he just took off. The fact that he died the way he did, but. Mike Leach would have been 62 today.
Oh my God, he was so young. You just had a birthday. How old are you? Are you 2 years older than me? 57?
57.
Oh my God, you're pushing 60.
You know what? I am pushing 60, but 57 is the last of the Mohicans for me because I'm still in the mid-50s.
Oh, I thought something terrible was going to happen when you're 60.
I'm still in my mid-50s.
Do you know our friend John Archibald, reached out to me and did an article with him, but I didn't realize he's 60.
Mm-hmm.
He just turned 60. He still plays pickup basketball.
Who?
John Archibald.
That was a good article you were part of, by the way.
He's a great guy. But he still plays pickup basketball at 60.
Wow.
Kevin Durant sprained his ankle just warming up.
Dude, warming up, Durant.
Do you think the floor was slick? God, I hope. That's the first thing I was thinking is there like a liability issue because that floor was slick, or did he just biff it?
No, I think he was just going up to the basket all
his
by himself.
His ankles are so skinny.
I know. But he's a skinny guy, so you don't feel it, but he's got the skinniest legs.
He reminds me of? Italian greyhounds and whippets?
Yeah.
Right? Because whippets, if you know anything about, I learned, somebody I know breeds whippets, and she said that they break their ankles or fracture their ankles all the time.
Yeah.
And they don't have to put them down or anything.
Yeah.
But that's when I look at Kevin Durant, that's like, I always look and even Anthony Davis a little bit, but Kevin Durant's more, it's like his ankles don't look like they can support his foot and the rest of him.
Yeah.
That must be so embarrassing.
Whippets meant something else to us in high school.
Yeah, well, not those kind of whippets. That's called doing
a kid. A friend of mine.
Yeah,
whippets.
Don't do whippets.
Well, we're not going to discuss whippets because it'll be a new act. And also, earlier this week, if you listen to the TKR app, Gary Rosen had passed away. I was talking to Stuart Rome from When in Rome. With Stuart Rome, we did a show yesterday. He picked all Lynyrd Skynyrd songs. We've been playing the Damon Johnson encore presentation of his favorite five or six Lynyrd Skynyrd songs, and then we back it up with a full hour of Lynyrd Skynyrd music, and you can hear that, I think, later on tonight again at 6 o'clock. If you missed the show, it's fantastic. Get the TKR app. Listen to Damon Johnson, who is, of course, the lead guitarist now.
Yep.
I'm assuming full-time.
I saw some post, I thought, by Lynyrd Skynyrd said that we're...
No, I'll be honest with you. I think they were talking about their last hoorah. They're going on tour with ZZ Top later on this summer, which they haven't toured with since the 80s. I think,
this is it.
I may be totally wrong, I think the fact that Gary passed away may have just juiced up some life back into the band. Because they got Damon, and Damon's basically told me, Hey, as long as they need me, I'm playing guitar for Lynyrd Skynyrd. He's doing the Brother King thing. He did a great show
this
past weekend. But as long as they need me, I'm playing guitar for Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Well, this gets to be super interesting.
And so with Gary now gone and out of picture, the last piece, and Damon injecting some new life into the band.
Well, that's what I'm saying. This is no longer... I mean, Damon had a beautiful post, and he's one of the most respectful guys. I'm so glad you introduced me to him. Yeah. But, you know... Now is he playing guitar for Lynyrd Skynyrd? Like, you know, before it was like, I'm a substitute.
Well, yeah, now I think he's the band. He's part of the band. He is the new, much like Van Zandt took over.
Yeah.
The, you know,
well, but Van
singer.
Zandt had a, there was a relationship there.
Yeah, there was. But yeah, I think Damon Johnson now, I have not looked up the Lynyrd Skynyrd Wikipedia page, but I'm assuming he's part of the lineup. So you know, the Glenn Miller Orchestra was here. Maybe in 2075, you'll see Lynyrd Skynyrd playing the BJCC concert hall. You're like, what the hell? Is Gary Rosington still alive? No. And I think Gary Rosington, I was pleasantly surprised. I even saw something on Fox News, NBC Nightly News.
Yeah.
They did a story on Gary Rosington. I was like, wow, because we talk about that a lot, you know, the impacts of dead rockers, just how important it is. When David Crosby died, it was a huge impact. When Paul McCartney goes, we'll spend weeks talking about his life because he was one of the greatest songwriters. Hopefully that doesn't happen anytime soon. Gary Rosin was one of those guys where I don't know, if, unless you live down here in the South or you're a Lynyrd Skynyrd fan, if you even knew who Gary Rosington was.
No.
And so the fact that they brought it up, I was like, wow. And again, maybe if there was a breaking piece, it would have gotten shelved as the last piece. But they did it. And the fact that Damon Johnson does a show on Tony Curry Radio, we've got about 10 or 12 shows in the vault. We replay them and they're fantastic. They're our shows, and I was so blessed to co-host those shows with him. The fact that he's on a radio station, he's now the lead guitarist for Lynyrd Skynyrd.
He is not listed on Wikipedia as a current member, but he is listed as a touring member.
Yeah.
But it's Wikipedia.
So, you know, and I don't know the last time Lynyrd Skynyrd made any new music. They don't have to.
No.
That's like. But maybe with the injection of some youth with Damon, who's a hell of a writer, maybe we write some new Lynyrd Skynyrd stuff. I don't know. But it was a bummer, but I've dedicated the entire week all kinds of great Lynyrd Skynyrd music. Check out the TKR app. It's free. Someone downloaded it the other day. Yesterday, he's like, what are you doing now? I was like, for 3 years, I've been doing the TKR thing. And he's been texting me going, dude,
where's
the music you're playing is fantastic.
Yes.
I was like, thanks. And we got all these great shows. And, of course, any of the shows that run on TKR, including Curry and Claypo, you can podcast this, the Tony Curry Radio Podcast. We got some new shows that we're going to be doing the next couple of weeks at the Montgomery Area Food Bank that I'm super excited about. I mentioned the One in Rome thing. We have Blues Almighty with the Austin Hanks. He hasn't done a show in quite some time. We need to get him back on. Of course, speaking of ZZ Top with Lynyrd Skynyrd, Billy F. Gibbons joins that show. So, all right, I'm going to take a real quick break. We're back in 60 seconds. I want to give this Tiger Woods story.
Because I got to sneeze.
Go sneeze. We're back in 60 seconds right here on Tony Curry Radio.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.